This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be signing a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office later today. The measure adds new funds to a small business loan program that lets employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. Meanwhile, many people have still not received their coronavirus stimulus check, and there are already calls for a second round of them. But Senator John Cornyn, the Republican of Texas, says that's not likely to happen.
It would be prudent for us to hit the pause button and to make sure we're implementing everything we've already approved before we start spending more money.
Another grim milestone about to be reached in the outbreak is Johns Hopkins University researchers say the U.S. death toll from the virus is nearing 50,000. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as oil prices rebound. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Georgia today is reopening a number of businesses that have been closed because of the coronavirus outbreak, and many more states are now starting to at least make plans for how they'll be reopening, including Pennsylvania, Maryland, Missouri, Oregon, and Idaho. At yesterday's White House briefing on coronavirus, Vice President Mike Pence said,
"Mr. President, with the guidelines to open up America again, states are making plans, and at your direction, our task force will continue you work very closely, providing them with the resources to be able to implement those plans in a safe and responsible way."
More severe spring weather going on today, as forecasters say a strong weather system in the south is now heading into Florida, bringing the threat of flash flooding, damaging winds, hail, and possible tornadoes. There are also strong storms expected in parts of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many doctors are ripping President Trump's suggestion at yesterday's daily briefing that injecting disinfectant into the human body could successfully treat coronavirus infections. The president brought it up at the briefing yesterday after a Homeland Security official mentioned that disinfectants like bleach can kill the coronavirus on surfaces. Pulmonologist and NBC News contributor Dr. Vin Gupta says the notion of injecting or swallowing any type of cleansing product is irresponsible and dangerous. Trump's Food and Drug Administration has specifically warned already against drinking such chemicals and disinfectants. The Chinese government says it's going to donate an extra $30 million to the World Health Organization after President Trump said he was cutting off U.S. funding for the WHO. China's foreign ministry saying that the donation reflects Beijing's support and trust in that organization. And a spokesman says the donation, along with $20 million that the government gave last month, will support the global fight against the virus pandemic. China's pledge coming on the same day that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again said that the Trump administration might never give any money to the World Health Organization again. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, are we having fun yet? What do you mean? Do you think this is fun being locked down at home? Come on. I know. We just got to, you know, breathe a little bit. Kind of like what Dan Crenshaw, the Navy SEAL and congressman, said. You know, sometimes you, in the midst of all this stuff, is, you know, keep your head, just relax. Remember what it's all about. We're going to get on the other side of this. But meanwhile, you need to be observant and take some notes as to, you know, these elected officials, these people that you've elected into office. And, you know, are they serving you right? I mean, you really want to understand what people really are all about. It's kind of like we were talking with Lisa Anderson from Focus on the Family earlier, is that you put a little pressure on them. It's like that old saying about the toothpaste. You know, you want to know what's inside that tube? You know, just squeeze it and you'll find out. It's the same thing with human beings. You know, you squeeze them a little bit, you find out a whole lot about their character. And we're seeing a lot right now, and I just hope that you're being observant, you're taking names, and if this is what you want to continue in your government, hey, it's up to you. The question these days is, it's all revolving, you know, when we look at healthcare, you know, with the Dr. Fauci's and Dr. Burks and all these other, you know, experts, health experts are out there, and I think it's quite ironic, especially when you talk about medicine, because it's always referred to as practice, you know, and you go, you know, I practice medicine. You practice, I mean, you're doing brain surgery here. I don't need you practicing on my brain, okay? But, you know, so think about how we are so willing with somebody in a lab coat just to turn over our lives without, you know, going through the process of a second or third opinion, or even checking to see, okay, what is their track record? How often have they been right versus the time they've been wrong? Well, with us right now is a highly successful entrepreneur, award-winning author, speaker, and contributor for Forbes and the BBC. August Turak joins us. August, how are you doing, sir?
So glad to be on. Love that Buffalo Springfield intro, too.
It does take us back a little bit. It demonstrates it's our demographic quickly and our appreciation for the oldies, that's for sure. And I would have never thought that all these years later I would be talking about Buffalo Springfield being the oldies, but hey, I've resigned myself. It is what it is. Just like it right now with what we're dealing with this coronavirus, and that is that we're so willing to check in our own intelligence and our own common sense and yield to these so-called experts. I mean, you've been on the speaking circuit for a long time, and you know what they say about experts. All you have to do, well, back in the days, you know, for me it was, you know, have an overhead camera or a projector and be 50 miles from your home, and you were regarded as an expert, right?
That's exactly right. That's the old adage. All you got to do is be, you know, of course, it goes back to the Bible. The prophet has no honor in his hometown, right? Jesus
right.
didn't work miracles in Nazareth.
Right.
So, yes, you know, I think we don't understand. I mean, what bothers me is I have no problem with experts. As you mentioned, I was the CEO of my company, and I tried to surround myself with experts. But they were all in different fields. To be an expert, that means, by definition, you're narrow.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
You're specializing in one thing. So if you know all there is to know about viruses, you probably know very little about economics.
Mm-hmm.
So when I had my experts, especially, I would be most excited when they were all disagreeing with each other, because then I knew I was getting all sides and the
yes.
subtle aspects of the argument.
Mm-hmm.
But we have this, this mantra that's in our society now, especially with this coronavirus. And of course, it's anti-Trump stuff, but it's listen right. to the experts. Listen to the experts. Listen
right.
to the experts, you know.
The problem, your point, though, is if the experts are influenced by outside forces, and I agree with you, the experts, they are a bit of a savant. They are expert in that one particular discipline, but when it has to connect, like all things, there's connectivity. And this is where a CEO, an effective CEO, can draw this out and discern, okay, are these experts giving me an independent analysis of this, or is there, an alpha dog in the room who is controlling these experts?
Absolutely. And, in business, we talk about staff and line.
Mm-hmm.
And staff are all the people, the experts you bring together, whether it's in human resources, accounting, research, whatever. These are all the staff people.
Mm-hmm.
The decisions are made by the line people. And the
yes.
staff people support the line people and provide them with the information and data from as many different points of view as they possibly can, so that they can eventually make the decision. And the idea, most people who are repeating this mantra about the experts seem to be implying that the experts should be making the decisions, and they're not qualified to make the decision. And you pointed out and made a really good point, Bill. As I found out over my history, they're human beings, by the way. So they have
exactly.
egos. They have reputations to protect. My old mentor, Louis R. Mobley, who started the IBM Executive School, used to say that experts are good for one thing, telling you why you shouldn't do it. And that's because they're by nature conservative, because,
mm-hmm.
if you're wrong, nobody forgets it. If you're right, they forget it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're very, very conservative. And so you have to take all of this, and they have their own egos, and they have their own a livelihood to worry about. So they're not these guys living on a cloud somewhere, just taking completely detached so that they can just take this completely scientific view of things.
Right.
And as I said to people, too, I said, the experts in war are generals, right? Generals are the experts. But we don't think, no one in their right mind in our society thinks the generals should decide when we go to war or if we go to war.
Right.
Their job is to provide a point of view. And, of course, if you're the president of the United States or the Congress and you're thinking about going to war, you want to know what the economists think, what the diplomats think, what the clergy might think, or what the peace people might think, or what, or as I even mentioned somewhere, what his wife might think.
Yes.
So you have all these different points of view, and there is no such thing as this expert who is going to tell you everything you need to know about a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention that they're so bad. There is no such thing as an expert when it comes to predicting the future. Warren Buffett said the only stock market interesting thing about stock market experts are they make fortune tellers look good.
Well, see, this is what I was going to say, August, is that, I came from a business world that if you predicted a number, you better hit the number. Okay. And these so-called experts, they could not be in the boardroom of any of these major corporations, even minor corporations, with the predictions that they have made, because they continue to miss the number. The other thing is that they're given an incredible amount of error factor and latitude. I gave you that number because that was the number that we had before, and it influenced the corresponding number, and they live another day. And the media and everybody, says, I guess that's the way it works, because after all, they're doctors, they're experts, they wear the white coat, and we just have to, take two aspirins, take the prescription, and hope that we survive another day, I guess.
Well, you know what Harry Truman said? I love this quote from Harry Truman. Harry Truman said, I want a one-armed expert. And then he said, why? And he said, because I'm sick and tired of, well, on this hand, but then on the other hand. You know, so they always give themselves a way out, and they're ambivalent, so that they always have a they can always argue that. That they, I didn't exactly say that.
Exactly.
So there's, the economists are terrible at predicting the future. You know, somebody just sent me a video, by the way, Bill, of.
We got about 10 seconds. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Why don't we pick it up? We'll talk about the video on the other side of the break. And I love the story about Truman. And maybe he was watching too many Will Rogers, and that could have been that influence. More from August after this.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Biff Martinez live.
I'll tell you, Raj, speaking Russian and what was it, French or French and French? Speaking French and Russian, that's it. It's so confusing. Even when you try to do it, it comes out. But my next juggle, August, is to, you know, speak French and Russian and Chinese, because Chinese is just so contemporary right now, you know, all eyes. I mean, you know, go figure. You know what they've done to the language and words, and you know, this whole situation that we've had to endure regarding the coronavirus. And you know, they're really good at misdirection and the propaganda machine. They're well established. You know, with the Confucian Institute and 41 of our schools of learning. And they're well entrenched. They've got control of some mediaites and certainly control of elected officials whose pockets are wide open and their hands are dug deep in their back pockets. And, you know, America's being sold out here in the process. And, you know, here we are exposed to coronavirus and giving them all kinds of escape routes and not even holding them accountable for what they've done to us, along with the WHO.
Well, to me, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think that the underside of that is one of these people who are repeating constantly, listen to the experts, listen to the experts, listen to the experts. These are people, and I actually got into discussion on social media with some of these people, and what I realized is that their excuse is they hate politicians and they don't trust politicians. So they want the experts to make the decisions, you know. And I said, wait a second, as bad as our system might, you know, be, or I'm a fan of the politicians either.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is, you know, that just like I said, the generals may be the expert, but you don't want the generals deciding when you go to war. You want the politicians deciding when you go to war. You know, and I said, if you like the whole idea of the experts, I said, communism was built on that exact idea. Communism was built on the idea that there's an elite group of what Lenin called the vanguard of the proletariat, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we are conscious and we've got all the information and we're all educated and therefore we can run the whole economy and we'll decide right down how many shoes ought to be, we're the experts. So we know how many shoes ought to be put
right.
in this one factory over here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course we see what happens every time anybody has tried this whole idea of there's this technocratic group of people who are going to run the economy, what happens? So the idea that experts, you know, and this goes back to the whole thing, I think, that Trump, the populism and everything, is that the elites, that we have this idea that there should be these elites, even like these people who are saying now we shouldn't have gerrymandering. We need a group of experts who are going to, we can't trust state legislatures who are democratically elected to draw up. We need this group of experts, judges or whoever. And the idea is these judges are somehow. Then I say to them, who's going to pick the judges? And then once they get entrenched in power, then who's going to, you know, influence them? And how are you going to get rid of them? That people don't understand that all these things where experts are trying to put in charge of things have not worked very well at all.
Well, the experts have given us. You know, the government that we have today, I mean, you know, forget about term limits, forget about a congressman or a legislator, a citizen legislator, that doesn't exist anymore. We've got career politicians that have never signed the front of a check. They've never run their own companies. Their career has been in government alone, and we wonder why they have the world view that they have. They're greatly influenced. But here it is. You've got the politicians. You have these health experts / elites that somehow we're so fortunate to have because they've only led us down the road to where we're $24 trillion and counting in debt. But they're experts,
Exactly, you know, and there's futurists, you know. One of the great comic things that people will do is every so often they get all the futurist predictions mm-hmm. about what was going to happen 20 years. The video I was going to mention before the break was a video yes. that someone just sent me that was Jimmy Carter making a speech about how we would be absolutely out of oil by 2010,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we had to turn to coal.
Yes,
and that's what he was saying. We're going to be out of oil, so we've got to really turn to coal. How completely wrong could that have been? We're awash in oil, and everybody hates coal.
Right.
So these predictions that that we're going to be out of oil, or the population, you know, the whole population bomb prediction by the experts. And the German, the secret reason why Angela Merkel let all those refugees in is because their population is collapsing.
Hmm.
There's not going to be anybody in Germany. They're going from 88 million people to 66 million people over the next 30 or 40 years. And who's going to pay for all the retirees and all this stuff?
China's one child
policy was an expert.
Well, and look what we've done. Look what we've done here with abortion. I mean, we've eradicated a labor force, and now we're running out of money in Social Security. The Ponzi scheme is being exposed for what it is, and meanwhile, government keeps happily moving along. I mean, August, look at you and I are men of faith, and all this other stuff we talk about is all world. But outside of this is God, and America made a choice, just like the children of Israel, time and time again. They turned their back on God. They thought they had a better way. And it's laughable. Time and again.
What's funny you're saying, I couldn't agree with you more, Bill. And it's funny, I'm going to write an article for Forbes about this, because I think that what happened was that one of the great things that came out of the Enlightenment several hundred years ago was science and all the tremendous things, you know. And I'm not anti-science, and I'm really not anti-expert. But what came out of it was, we dethroned religion and we dethroned tradition.
Mm-hmm.
So everything became open to just logic. Everything was going to come out of logic, you know. And mm-hmm. Karl Marx, you know, invented this whole idea of Marxism out of his head because it was all out of logic. And this is where experts come from. So, like you mentioned earlier, before you and I began talking, the guy in the white lab coat.
Mm-hmm.
The only people, the high priests of our society now are the guys in the white lab coats. And the whole idea that we should be skeptical and learn to think for ourselves and all that kind of stuff and balance one expert against the other, as you also mentioned earlier in the segment, is what is critically important.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there is also the wisdom of the people themselves. And what we saw in Hillary Clinton when she blurted out the deplorables, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This really tells you what the elites in our country think of ordinary people and their points of view. But oftentimes the wisdom of the ages is in tradition, and the tradition is in the ordinary person.
Well, why would our founding fathers entrust the great American experiment on the backs of we the people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about that for just a moment. I mean, and here we are, all, you know, hunkered down. And when you look at the numbers, I mean, this is incredible. When you look at the numbers of death across the country, 22 states have less than 100 deaths of coronavirus, and the entire country is shut down. We've economically pulverized ourselves. And
I saw the statistics yesterday that now that they're doing screening for it, they're finding out that the number of people who had it and didn't even know they had it or had a mild cold, anyway, they're showing up as the antibodies are far, far higher, thousands and thousands, so that the actual death rate is, if these numbers hold up, is less than one. It is just slightly higher than the flu.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I couldn't agree with you. We're shutting down the entire economy. So, but again, it gets into human nature and psychology, because everybody's covering their butt.
Exactly.
Are you going to be the only person to keep your gym open when everybody else closes their gym?
Well, all eyes are on Georgia right now to see what's happening. And I said that Georgia's kind of the blackbird let out of the ark to see what happens. And, you know, so we'll keep an eye on it. But, you know, the governor, I believe, in godly wisdom, is trusting the people. I mean, the people are sensitive enough. We're not like we're going to go out and start huggy-kissy all over the streets just because, good God Almighty, we're free at last year. I mean, there's going to be some notable caution and reasonable caution, because people, by and large, I mean, you're going to have some knuckleheads. You're going to have the Chris Cuomos of the world who say that, hey, pretend I'm in my basement, but I'm at the Hamptons right now having a good time. That's going to happen. August Turek. Thank you, August. Appreciate it.
Start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be signing a small business relief package during a ceremony in the Oval Office later today. The measure adds new funds to a small business loan program that lets employers keep workers on the payroll despite the pandemic. Meanwhile, many people have still not received their coronavirus stimulus check, and there are already calls for a second round of them. But Senator John Cornyn, the Republican of Texas, says that's not likely to happen.
It would be prudent for us to hit the pause button and to make sure we're implementing everything we've already approved before we start spending more money.
Another grim milestone about to be reached in the outbreak, as Johns Hopkins University researchers say the U.S. death toll from the virus is nearing 50,000. Stocks opening higher on Wall Street as oil prices rebound. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Getting America back on track. Yeah. Bill Martinez, live.
Well, let me tell you, if it's going to happen, it's going to require all hands on deck, and we've got to push back against that which is unreasonable. And there's nothing wrong with that, ladies and gentlemen. Our founding fathers gave us 2 very important documents. You can extend it to 3 when you consider the Bill of Rights. But we've got the U.S. Constitution, we've got our Declaration of Independence, and no doubt, you know, our rights have been impinged upon, and this is what's going on. Is that people are responding and they're resisting this. And they find themselves on the steps of their state capitol buildings saying, you know, hell no, no more. We're not gonna put up with this. And there's nothing wrong with this. I mean, you know, this is all part of civil responsibility, is you have got to let your elected officials know when they've gone too far. And you need to take a stand, because this is a government of, for, by, we, the people. And I said earlier in the week, when we saw what was happening specifically in Michigan, was I said, this is what we, a government of we, the people, looks like. You have got to push back when things are encroaching on your liberties. Now, for a short period of time, we all said, look, it, we'll go along. And we'll ride this out with you. But look at the numbers right now, the way they are coming out. When you've got 22 states with less than 100 people who have died as a result of the coronavirus, I mean, you're only talking the Northeast that has been predominantly impacted in tremendous numbers. There are about 4 or 5 states. Outside of that,
You know, we're shutting down our world. Our unemployment rate above 26 million people. I mean, not that many weeks ago, we had the most powerful economy in the world. We were the envy of the world. And now I believe in some degrees, I think we're going to look at this as a post-analysis and realize that what we did to America was self-inflicted. And we'll set that aside for just a moment. I want to bring William Jean on with us now, the president of the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group that represents over 50,000 members. William, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Hey, thanks so much for having me on. You know, we're trying really hard right now to pressure Donald Trump to honor his promises and pledges on immigration issues. We're not having much success. He keeps doing the opposite of what he tells us he's going to do, and we really don't have any access right now. The big business people are all in the White House and have Trump's ear, but with the White House phone and message and feedback line shut down, the American public, we really have no way of reaching the president other than possible interviews like this where he may pick up on it or hear about it in some way.
Well, break it down for us. Help us understand how Trump is betraying his base here.
Well, and also anybody that's hearing, you know, I know a lot of people out there who are Trump supporters because I see them all on Facebook, want to reject this information as soon as they hear it. But if you want to take 2 minutes to go and verify what I'm saying, it's in the announcement section at alipac.us. That's alipac.us. We put out a release yesterday that really stirred the pot saying Trump lies about immigration ban and Iran when Americans need the truth. Now, first and foremost, I really am very serious about politicians telling us the truth, especially about things that are related to our national and personal well-being and security, and especially in the middle of a crisis pandemic. Trump came out and two different times tweeted to everyone that he was going to stop immigration, like all of it. He didn't say all, but it was encompassing. He did it twice. That message was reverberated by the mainstream media out there, so most people who hear these things at all in America heard Trump ends immigration. And even liberal Democrats are probably like, that probably makes sense with 22 million people out of work. You know, the American public's like, yeah, that's what we need to do. Don't pump in foreign labor when we've got more people unemployed than the Great Depression.
Right.
But then when he actually goes and actually signs the order he signed affected less than 10% of legal immigration levels and actually gives a green light to 90% of the foreign workers being used to displace American citizens. So while Trump was trying to convince his base that he was going to stop foreign workers from coming in when we knew those jobs for Americans, he actually signed an order that does the opposite and gives clearance to all the H-1Bs, the H-2Bs, the H-2As, you know, the expensive investor visas that the Chinese communists buy for $900,000 to come over here and snap up cheap real estate. You know, all of that still rolls. So it's very disturbing to us that we have a president who's lying when the country needs truth. He also told a lie about the Iran thing, and we included that in our press release just because it was happening on top of our release about immigration. But, you know, he caused a big stir coming out and saying, told us past tense, that he said he had already ordered the Navy to shoot down the Iranians, which was sort of a boat, which is a weird thing to say, because you don't shoot down boats. And, of course, the Internet is filled with joke memes about flying ships.
Right.
But the then all of a sudden the press contacted the Navy for a response, and they're like, what you talking about, Willis? Because no order was issued, okay? He didn't issue the order. Now, a few hours after he lied to the country and claimed that he had issued an order for us to blast the Iranians, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who owe their jobs to Trump's appointment, so they got to be very diplomatic, came out and acknowledged that, no, there has been no order. No, there has been no change in policy in the Gulf of the Persian Gulf. But it was a good thing that the president warned the Iranians, because the Iranians need to be warned. Well, I disagree. I don't think that you warn your mortal enemies by threatening them with things that you don't mean and you didn't do.
No, exactly.
That's like saying, hey.
We're back at Obama's red line in the sand, right?
Well, if we can't believe what the president says, why should the Iranians?
Exactly.
If you're going to tell the Iranians, if you cross this line with our boats, we're going to knock you out, but not really.
So, what happens if a commander, you know, sees these boats coming at him and based off of the president's tweet that is reported in the mainstream media, lets guns afire? What happens then?
Well, I think then don't get me wrong, folks. I don't support Joe Biden. I've been fighting socialists and communists and Democrats for the last 20 years of my life. I'm more conservative than President Donald Trump on immigration issues, gun rights, debt and spending, traditional marriage, and other issues. I am more conservative than the president on this. I just believe that no elected official is going to be able to help this country, and nothing is going to improve in this country if we can't get fast and accurate information.
Exactly.
Right?
No, I agree.
That's the problem. We can't get fast. We can't trust anything. We can't trust Pelosi, the media, the president, or anything that we're seeing or hearing about the COVID-19, you know, and when things are okay, you know, when things are under normal circumstances, this doesn't shine through. But when you're in a crisis situation and you're looking at an economic collapse that was due to happen before the virus, you know, behind this virus is an economic collapse that was going to happen anyway, that's now being blamed on the virus to some degree, that you know, it's unraveling, and we've got a situation where we can't protect our families and our children and our posterity in this environment. We have to put our foot down. We've got to stick to the Constitution, and we've got to demand that people tell us the truth. And with President Trump, if you're a member of the media, like, you know, you're probably going to get some pushback for having me on the air. I guarantee you, you'll probably.
I get pushback all the time, but this is why we tell people that we're independent. I mean, there is there's lots of benefit, you know, to be independent, because we can bring the truth to the people. It's up to them to exercise their critical thinking and their time. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have some downtime right now. So you can research this out for yourself and hold your elected officials accountable. You know, we have to remember at the base of all this is our own humanity. Nobody is perfect here. And if you're drinking the Kool-Aid at the Donald Trump fount, you better be careful, because you're going to find yourself, you know, aligning your and just taking the Kool-Aid without asking the critical questions and listening to what, you know, yourself, what Alipak is presenting to us, which is important to consider. Because if Donald Trump is not held accountable, then what makes him any different than the Democrats or Joe Biden?
And real quick on that note, the more people or anybody, Democrats or Republican, are willing to speak out when politicians lie about things, and especially people in the media such as yourself are willing to actually report on it and speak out about it, it makes it less likely that they'll do it.
Exactly.
And so,
that's our job. We're supposed to hold them accountable. And that's the job of every citizen, is to ask critical questions so that you're not duped into this and you continue to elect these officials who, you know, just are worried about eating ice cream and, you know, just calling everybody else deplorable because they're not a part of the elite and, oh, the special class of our country. How disgusting is that? We've got more from William Jean after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, look, we've got to pursue the truth. And this has been the staple of this radio show from day one. And the reason I came out of retirement, I mean, in a million years, if you'd have told me I'd been back on the radio after being away from the microphone for some like 25 years, I would have said, you know, ain't going to happen. And but I really believe this. I mean, between you and me, truthfully, and I know sometimes, you know, mainstream media or other people will comment, you know, when somebody says, well, I just feel like this is what God's called me to do. But true. I mean, this is it. And this is why I'm here. And at the foundation of all this is to pursue the truth, that we have got to know what the truth is, because that truly is what liberates us. And it's this idea that we have been filled with, like, you know, like we're a bunch of mushrooms kept in the dark and fed manure, and fed manure is a huge lie that America has bought into, and I'd say the world that has bought into it, that, you know, truth is relative. That's BS. It is not relative. The truth is the truth, and that's what we have to pursue. And I appreciate William Jean coming on and laying this out, because you know, for all the good things that many people think that Donald Trump has done and doing, you have to remember still, Donald Trump is who Donald Trump is. And, you know, and so he needs to be held accountable like anybody, like I need to be held accountable. I mean, I have people who send me emails, Bill, you said this wrong or whatever. I go, hey, thanks. I mean, I appreciate that. I don't claim to be, you know, the center of the universe and the holder of all things intelligent. Maybe more things stupid sometimes, but not all things intelligent. And well, so, go ahead, William. Come on in.
Well, there are people who want to apply pressure on me because they want to reject what I'm saying about Trump having lied about his immigration ban and Iran. And again, anybody who wants to take a few minutes to review it, the full press release is in the announcement section at alipac.us, and the blue links are things you can click on and see the sourcing materials. And if you want to go beyond that, you know, you can go over to a search engine and corroborate what we're saying or what I'm saying, because what I'm saying is true. Okay.
Right.
And what I'm doing is I'm applying pressure to the president. If you disagree or don't like what it is that you're hearing about the situation, you don't need to be applying pressure to me. You need to be trying to apply pressure to the president, which is very hard to do right now since none of us can reach him.
Exactly.
The White House.
Well, and the other thing that happens, too, is we have the forces. You've got
Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats and the elites and AOC and the socialists and all that, and they're pushing hard and doing all kinds of crazy stuff from, you know, the Russian collusion and all the other deception and stuff they're trying to do, and it's endless. It's totally relentless. I get it. And so in the midst of that, you know, you have a president who is rather stiff-necked. His back and his lips are ready to bounce on anything that questions him. But the fact of the matter is the truth is a very powerful force. It is something you cannot deny and escape. This is why it continues to haunt the likes of Hillary Clinton and James Comey and others that will have their day in court. And it is coming soon, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, because we knew it wasn't going to happen under Horowitz, but their knees are shaking right now because of what is already being leaked out. And those kneecaps that you hear shaking are the likes of, that Democratic elite class, even led by President Obama, that are going to be investigated. Hillary cannot get out. She's been fighting to get out of this, you know, judicial watch inquiry, and the judge has already turned it down, rejected their appeal, and said, no, you're going to have to answer some questions under oath, do something that the FBI didn't make her do. All this under the auspices of what we've been talking about. The focus is the truth. And we need to get down to the truth of the matter to get rid of this. I don't know if we can possibly get rid of it, because it's so deep. You know, the corruption that has been running rampant within our government. But this is what we're paying for, ladies and gentlemen. And we have every right to demand from our elected officials an honest and truthful job well done, instead of this self-serving corruption that has been existing for decades in Washington, D.C.
Well, the truth is the only power AliPAC has had over the last 17 years, where we have successfully stopped nation-destroying amnesty for illegal aliens legislation in D.C. and 28 different states. And to do that on a very low grassroots budget at AliPAC.us, we've had to have the truth on our side. And while I've got some people screaming at me on social media who take a few seconds and say, you're lying about my president, no, you know, we put this press release out to every media contact you can imagine in the country, as well as over 50,000 email subscribers at AliPAC.us. We've only, in the 16, 17 years I've been doing this, we've only had to retract a release or statement one time in those 17 years. And if we were wrong, if we were incorrect right now, we would be, you know, taking heavy hits from all sorts of sources saying, hey, AliPAC and William Gein just lied about President Trump. But you're not going to see that. You're not going to hear that, because we're right on the mark. And so we're looking for people, and we need people right now at AliPAC.us who are willing to pressure the president, Mitch McConnell, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, any of these, because I personally think both the Democrat and Republican brands are just scorched earth at this point. Any politician who's not telling us the truth and not doing the right things on our national security and immigration issues, we have to be able to pressure them and influence them. Because if you don't, if you lay down or you cheer for it, if they lie to you and you cheer for more, you're going to get more. And that's what I'm seeing amongst many Trump supporters. And I want to say one more thing real quick. I got very involved with the Trump campaign back in 2016 because of the people out there who were supporting Donald Trump. Those are the people in America that I still believe have the best chance of setting things right in this country. Unfortunately, they're not getting the type of leadership that they need and deserve right now in the middle of a national crisis. And I guess we're going to have to change the slogan from "don't drink the Kool-Aid" to, I see on the Drudge Report here, it's "don't drink the bleach."
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's another deal altogether. I think we already proved that experiment. Didn't work too well for that one guy and the couple there.
Don't drink the bleach.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, let's throw common sense right out the window. And that's what the elites want us to do, is to check in our critical thinking, let go of common sense, and not make a move outside of our houses to see if we can see our shadow until they tell us that it's okay. I mean, forget about this being the land of the free and the home of the brave. The question that is begged to ask here, William, is why would the president do this?
We've seen Trump mislead his supporters and the nation on immigration issues for the last 3 years. Through the campaign and an election, I mean, we endorsed him, we donated to him, we volunteered for him, we rallied against Hillary on overpasses, I attended the inauguration, you know, and many of the things that I had been saying about immigration and pushing for on immigration were manifest in the Trump campaign. But shortly after he got in the White House, he started breaking promises. He didn't stop or end the DACA amnesty on his first day like he promised. A year later, some judge said he had to keep it, but he didn't keep his promise on that. He didn't build the new T-port.
Well, he even offered the DACA idea as a fig leaf to Nancy Pelosi, didn't he?
Yeah, he offered to cut a deal with Pelosi on amnesty for millions of illegals. He told us he opposed amnesty. Then he sent Jared Kushner, his lifelong Democrat, liberal son-in-law, who appears to be running the White House more than anybody right now, out to cut a deal with Democrats on amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. And we got saved by Democrats, thankfully, because they wouldn't take the deal. You know, he told us he was going to create a new deportation force. Didn't happen. Told us that all illegals, including the DACAs, have to go home. Didn't happen. The border wall results are mediocre at best, you know, he has told us many things. He told us that he was going to reduce legal immigration, but now he's been pushing to increase legal immigration. Before this pandemic, they were increasing the number of H-1B and H-2B visa immigrants being imported in, even though we've been importing more foreign labor than any other nation on earth combined, or at a historic, unsustainable level that is clearly toxic and hard or damaging to American workers. Trump has reversed, in actuality, he's reversed on about everything he said. Now, he'll still come out and he'll throw red meat, especially on immigration, to his supporters, because he knows that that's the issue that gave him the power to win. It was the murder of Kate Steinle and his position on illegal immigration that won him the race against Hillary Clinton more than any other issue out there, and he knows that. And even though he's gotten rid of Bannon and the Kobach and some of the others that, you know, were like the immigration hawks that he got cuddly with during the campaign, those were the first people to get thrown out of the White House and replaced with pro-illegal immigration, open borders, amnesty types. And on that topic, Trump has gone around the country endorsing people like North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and Lindsey Graham and about every pro-amnesty rhino, swamp creature Republican there is. Donald Trump endorses them. He's doing it in Alabama right now. He's endorsed a guy named Tommy Tuberville, who's running against Jeff Sessions in a runoff. Now, I know a lot of people are unhappy with how Jeff Sessions performed as Attorney General, but please keep in mind, there would have never been a Donald Trump if Jeff Sessions hadn't led the way to stopping amnesty bills for 10 years.
Right.
Okay, but Jeff Sessions wants to stop or reduce legal immigration, stop illegal immigration. Tommy Tuberville, we've got him on video in the announcement section at alipag.us and on our YouTube channel, talking about how he wants to bring in 400,000 more workers from India. So that's who Trump goes out and endorses. It's not the immigration hawks like me that want to stop this immigration stuff. Trump is, he acts like a swamp critter when it comes to his endorsements and his actual actions compared to what he tells everybody.
Well, right now, well, actually going into the coronavirus epidemic that we've been dealing with, we had 7 million more jobs than people. How do we fill those if we can't do it within the context of our own people right now? I mean, that's a question to think about and ponder. But meanwhile, we're going to set that aside. And I would recommend that you go to alipack.us, join in on the efforts, donate, support the cause, and support truth and the pursuit of it. And William Jean and his team. William, thank you so much for being with us. Really appreciate it. Appreciate the information. Stay in touch, buddy. You take care. God bless.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online.
10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.